Like bishop to queen's rook 7 by Kelly. A first kiss is supposed to happen on purpose. It's supposed to happen because someone planned it, because someone pined and the opportunity finally arose. Or maybe sometimes it's not. Maybe sometimes it's spur of the moment, a shoved into each other sort of situation. A yelling 1 minute, slamming up against the wall on the next kind of thing. It's not supposed to be in the middle of a chess move. Rodney blinked. Did you just... John blinked back, hands still on the table, torso still hovering over the small chess table. Yeah? Rodney swallowed, licking his lips. And why did you... John slowly lowered himself back to his seat, eyes averted to the side. Not really sure. Rodney stopped, his fingers clenching around the little marble figurine in his hand, hard enough to make the tips of his fingers go white. He swallowed again. I was in the middle of taking your rook. Here, John said, picking up the rook and tossing it on Rodney's side of the table. Take it. Was that some sort of stupid, sick, elaborate ruse to keep me from beating you at chess? Rodney asked, his voice going high as he leaned forward. Because that's just stupid, Shepard. You've beaten me 12 of the last 15 times we've played. John's eyebrows drew together. Me kissing you is not exactly elaborate. Fine, Rodney said, waving his hand. Not elaborate. Simplistic. Ridiculously infantile. Stupid. You already said stupid. Twice. What the hell? I don't know, McKay, John said, finally raising his eyes to meet Rodney's. I just did. Rodney shook his head. So you weren't trying to distract me? John shook his head. No. Rodney let go of his chest piece, flexing his fingers to get the blood flowing again. Really? John closed his eyes, reaching up to scrub at his face. For Christ's sake, Rodney, yes, really, can we just forget I did it? Rodney shook his head again. No, I don't think I can. Sorry, John mumbled, standing up. I should go. Just don't bring it up again. Forget it, or just don't ever say anything to me about it again. Rodney stood up and blocked his path. You think you can just kiss me in the middle of a chess game and then walk out? John's hand flung out. I'd rather walk out than talk this to death with you. Who said anything about talking? Rodney squawked. And then he lunged forward, grabbing the front of John's shirt and yanking him forward, pressing dry lips to his. It was awkward, stiff, and anything but sexy. John shoved Rodney off of him. What the hell, McKay? You started it. John rolled his eyes. What are you, 5? Rodney crossed his arms. You did. I know I did, John said, scrubbing at his face again. Look, just forget about it, okay? I don't need some kind of pity. Pity, Rodney snorted, rolling his eyes. Oh, yes, me kissing you is just me being magnanimous to you. Oh, the troubles I go through for you, Colonel. John's face screwed up in confusion. You mean you wanted to kiss me just now? Rodney shrugged. Obviously. John stepped closer to him, a small smile starting to turn his mouth up. Then why did you argue with me about it? Because you interrupted me. John's grin grew. So instead of kissing me like you, to use your own words, obviously wanted to do, you argue with me on principle? Rodney frowned. Yes? John stepped even closer. So you maybe want to try that again? I did try again, Rodney said, poking him in the chest, and you broke it off. John shrugged. I won't do that again. Rodney glared at him, and I won't argue again. John's eyebrows rose. Ever? Rodney's glare hardened. For the next 5 minutes. John laughed. Fair enough. This time the kiss was soft and sweet and sexy as hell, and the chess game lay forgotten in the corner for the next hour and a half. That was more than 5 minutes of me not arguing, Rodney mumbled against John's throat. I'm sure you'll find some way to make up for it.